I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the Player's Place.
Yeah, we are halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Wonderful to be here with all of you. Looks like another beautiful day in America's finest city. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Got to posted the video of our, you know, we're learning to walk a little bit again. Ben had brought up a concern earlier in the show that he didn't like the way that he walked, and he asked Paulie and I if we'd ever noticed anything. And very quickly, we both said yes. Yes. He said, do I walk funny? We said, yes, yes.
Pretty much for the last 30 years.
Bothering you.
No. Do I walk funny?
Yes.
Yes.
You couldn't have gotten a faster answer. It's even better the second time. One more time.
30 years.
No.
Do I walk funny?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, we wasted
no time.
No time.
No time whatsoever.
Do I walk funny?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought so.
Now, we could have easily said, now that you mention it, should we? Would that have made you feel better?
Now
if
that
we,
you mention it, you gotta get an interesting gait.
Interesting gait?
Yeah.
A little
something we can
over.
Work on, maybe.
Yeah.
Do I walk funny?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, that's how much time you have to decide if it's a fastball or a slider. One more time.
Do I walk funny?
Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
And I did not give you any warning that was coming.
Nope. None whatsoever. None. I had no idea you were going to lead off that break with that. I thought we were going right into Aztecs, Utah Valley.
Right.
And you knocked it out of the park. And it was great.
It both doesn't really matter. I mean, looking cool when you walk in the big scheme of things is nothing, right?
What people that don't look cool when they walk say.
Yeah. But at the same
penis doesn't really matter, man.
Hang on, Benny. Don't worry about walking cool. We're just going to try to walk a little more normal.
Yeah. Don't worry about looking like...
You're saying you have to walk before you run.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah. I remember when I
mean,
went
like,
to...
I'm conscious about like my posture when I'm walking around, but like I'm not wondering if I look cool or not. I'm just making sure, you know, everything's good.
You never know how bad you look until, like, there's been a couple videos that my buddies have taken playing baseball, right? When I'm hitting or whatever. And in your mind, you're like, I look as good as can be. And then you see the video and you're like, God dang, dude, how does anybody get a swing off? Then even worse, they'll get you running up the line. Fantasy camp every year throws out videos and pictures, and you're like, I feel good. I feel athletic as heck, man. And I felt like I was down for that ground ball. I look good when I throw it. Then you see the picture of the video, and you're like, oh my God, please don't put that out. And there were a couple of videos of me running like to first base, and you want to die. You think it's bad walking? Try to run. Try to run as hard as you can from home to first to beat out a little nubber that you've got in front of the plate, and then see how you look. And it's embarrassing. So I remember years ago, I went to a trainer. My buddy Tom, who lives in Nashville now, he was a catcher for the Royals. He owned a CrossFit gym, and he was always on me. Woodsy, you're always saying you want to lose weight, get more muscular. Come in and train with me. I go, I don't want to do CrossFit, dude. He goes, no. You pay me. You and I will work one-on-one, and we'll do functional athletic training, fat. And, right? So, I think that was there for a reason. Functional athletic training. And I said, he goes, I'll train you like a baseball player. I go, I'm in. He goes, I'll train you to be a better baseball player. And I remember day one, I'm like, so what do I do? And he's like, all right, we're going to do a couple stretches, this and that. He goes, let me see you run around the building. And he filmed it. He's like, all right, we're starting here. I go, what do you mean starting here? He goes, I'm going to teach you how to run. And I go, but I know how to run. He goes, mm-mm. He goes, look, your knees are up way high. They're spread out. So he gave me a couple pointers. I've gotten better. As ugly as it is still, it's better than it was 10 years ago. You really have to learn to train your brain, and your brain is constantly evolving. So you can train it to do things that that you've gotten used to. You can get out of these bad patterns, sure. is what I'm saying.
Repetition.
Yeah.
Until it becomes second nature.
Correct. Correct. So I wouldn't, the thing is too, once you start thinking about how you walk, that's when it gets way out of whack.
Yeah. You'd be surprised.
That's what I was saying about walking cool. Just don't even focus on that.
It's something you rarely see yourself doing. Because I see myself a ton as being on television. I'm constantly seeing myself on a monitor, but it's almost always sitting
waist
or just
up.
Standing
yeah.
or waist up. And I think, okay, look pretty natural on the anchor desk, you know,
yeah,
hands,
very,
everything.
Very natural.
I look pretty comfortable doing that, so I can look natural and comfortable. But then I caught myself this morning, just a glimpse and a reflection of walking, and go, that does not look at all smooth or natural or like a normal person walks.
Sasquatchian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll see yourself like in the bathroom mirror, but you're not walking, you know, back and
no.
forth in your bathroom to catch yourself like moving like that.
Yeah,
and,
correct.
You know, in the rare case when I do see something like that, I just wonder, well, maybe that was just a bad moment. But so I asked you, and it's constant, right?
Do you feel like hunched over at all when you're just like standing?
I don't, which is weird. That's why I feel like, it, you know, what you were trying to get me to do, to not hunch over, I feel like I'm falling backwards.
Really?
Yeah. If I was, I'm straight up doing the more relaxed walk, I feel as though I'm about to tip onto my backside and fall over behind me.
So like if we're all walking down the street together, we should never pat you on the back too hard. You might fall.
No, pat me on the chest.
Yeah, don't pat me on the chest. Like,
but he's like one of those Russian dolls.
That lean forward feels very comfortable, natural. Like that's the position my body wants to be in as I'm walking.
You walk like a skier skis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With your hips hinged and your torso out. And then your arms...
Ready for the ski jump.
Yeah, ready for the jump. That's how you're walking down the street. So they said it could be your third leg that makes you walk funny. That could also be it, as we've all seen. But I think it's definitely something that you can work on. Definitely something you can
change.
The stretching will be epic.
There's definitely a tightness in my
hips,
hamstrings,
your legs, your
in
hammies,
my
your
lower
glutes.
Back, everywhere that probably contributes to the overall gait that I present.
Excuse me.
Switch your hips more when you walk. Switch. Like sachet.
Please don't start sacheting. I'm begging you. That could be even worse than the old man walk. Your sciatica, Megan says.
Yeah, although it's really been much better in recent years, not bothering me as much. But your brain trains you not to move in certain ways because you don't want that pain.
Correct.
So
it's
I move a bit stiffly just in my recollection, like don't do that because that might hurt. So I get out of the car very squarely and, you know, carefully.
You don't want to wrench it.
Yeah, I don't want to wrench it as I'm turning or twisting.
It's just funny, man, because I went to the gym yesterday and I did squats for the first time in years. I mean, I've done, you know, I do the dumbbell squats, but I actually got under the barbell and did the real deal. And, you know, I used to have pretty good form, and I got there yesterday, and it was literally learning to walk again. And my knees were, like, knocking together, and I'm having to drive them out. And I'm looking around the gym. There's, like, 9 people there, thank God, because other than that, I would have been mortified at how bad I looked doing it. But by the last, you do 30, 40 reps, you know, I was like, okay, I got the form down again, and it felt good, and I'll be getting back into that. But, man, if it's, like, something you constantly have to work on.
I am literally going to be learning to walk again.
Yeah, I love it. Good for you. Don't start like, you don't have to be John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. You know, I don't need you.
But I would like to be.
I don't need you crip walking down the street or pimp walking, you know?
So this is a little bit shocking. I only realized this last week when they started running the commercials again. The Capital One Disco Santa commercials. I didn't realize that was John Travolta last year the whole time.
Really?
Until this year when they did another one, and I go, oh, that's John Travolta. And I go, was it John Travolta last year when he was disco dancing on the floor? That was always John Travolta in a Santa outfit?
Yeah. I think he's done it for a few years.
Saw that commercial hundreds of times, and only now finally realized, oh, they put John Travolta in a Santa suit and made him look old. Did not have any idea.
Now, I posted the video of us walking. Brandon just said, I think we should be less concerned with Ben's walk and more concerned with your pants selection. I just have like joggers on, but I pulled them up around my calves because I get hot. That's why I look like I'm wearing clammers. I'm actually not clamming. I'm just wearing normal, like, Normal joggers, but I pull them up around my calves because I get warm. So I don't like it.
It's funny because we had a whole conversation about clams right before the show started.
We did. We were talking about clams before the show, which was weird.
Oysters,
we started on oysters. And Ben said,
I want to like oysters.
He pretends to like them.
I'm one of those people who pretends to like them.
I do it with music. It's fine. I do it with music. Oh.
The taste of the sea. You know, you've got the different styles of oysters, and you'll go and someone will tell you about it, and I will pretend to appreciate the great sea flavor of an oyster when I am, like everybody else,
water snob,
just trying to get it down.
Just trying to choke it down.
Exactly.
Paulie made the very astute point, too, because I said, I can bring you an oyster shell tomorrow. I can fill it with a gelatinous bowl, and then you can add your Tabasco, your cocktail sauce, your horseradish, and slurp it down. Paulie goes, yeah, if you have to put that much crap on it, how good could it actually be?
Right.
I go, you're exactly right.
If
you go get a good steak,
yeah,
you don't need steak sauce or anything. You don't even need
the side sauces
nothing.
That they offer.
No.
That can enhance it for sure.
Sure.
And they offer it. They want you to do it. But like, you walk into any good steakhouse and be like, hey, can you just douse this in A1 for me?
Right.
Like, they're going to laugh you
right.
at the door.
They laugh at you.
The whole point is you don't need that. But if these oysters need horseradish and Tabasco and whatever else, just to get some good flavor out of it.
Just to get it down.
What are we doing here?
And then why don't you just do a shot of Tabasco, horseradish,
right.
and cocktail sauce?
And then we all agreed, we do like clam chowder.
Love clam chowder.
But we don't order clams in any other way necessarily. Clams casino or clam sauce on our pasta.
I've never had clam sauce. Like linguine and clam sauce.
I mean, it's on every Italian menu.
Yeah.
Almost that you ever go to. You've
I
never
wonder
had
if
it
it's
once?
Any good. I've never had it once. Have you?
Yeah, I've had it a couple
Is it
times.
Is it good?
It's fine.
Does it taste like fish?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's got that ode to seafood that you get. But I do genuinely like the steamed mussels in the broth with the bread.
Yes, I like that too.
Yeah. That I genuinely like.
I'll eat clam chowder like it's going out of style. Either one, Manhattan or New England. I prefer New England. But we were talking about you get that little piece of clam in there that you and it goes in your teeth.
It's got the little
and there's a grain.
Grit. There's a grit
is it,
in the clam.
Is it sand? What is it?
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's part of the clam.
I can feel it.
I can feel it.
I thought it maybe was the clam's teeth or something.
It's chewy. It's chewy, but it's also like I kind of need it in here in my chowder. I love chowder.
Chowder's good.
I love all soups and stews and chowders. I'm all in. Is it sand? As some people are saying it's sand or shell. So Rod
it's
wants
not
to know,
the clam's teeth.
Have I eaten canned clam chowder? Like it was going out of style.
Yeah,
I used to eat the chunky soup.
Clam chowder? Oh, too many
it's
times.
It's a whole meal. Like it's you
it's
don't
too
you feel
many
full.
Times. The big potato chunks.
Probably not great for you.
No.
I love corn chowder. I love potato soup, like chowder, with chunks of it.
Creamy, heavy soups.
I'm all in. I am all in.
Lobster bisque?
Love lobster
bisque.
Oh, I love bisques, too. I love corn chowder. I love all of it. All of it. Now I want some clam chowder. And I want the grit. I want to... that little chunk that you get. Well, proud of you for your sharing today. Good sharing today, Ben. That's what they say in group.
Good sharing.
Good sharing today, Ben.
If I ever came to your
group,
that's what you would say to me.
Good share today, buddy.
All right. We need a contestant. It's Throwback Thursday, so we're going to play a little real or fake. We have no take on Woods qualifiers. Maybe this is your chance to get in without any musical trivia knowledge or need to beat or tie Woods. If you'd like to be our contestant, 833-288-0973. We'll play our game coming up next, 833-288-0973. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we will announce another name in our biggest fan contest. If you have not registered yet to win the grand prize, you should do so because the grand prize is pretty cool. It is a night in our Odyssey suite. You and 20 friends, all of the fan staff, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine next season. Just go to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5:30 every weekday here on 973 The Fan.
Sounds good to me, my friend. And I actually think QC Kinetics could help you. I think it could actually help your gait. You probably have some... some pain in your hips and your back that QC Kinetics could help. If we do get to that point, highly recommend it. It's working for your dad right now. It worked for me. If that sounds like you, where every step is or reach for something is a reminder of what hurts, a reminder of what you're not able to do, and how far you've in fact drifted from the life you used to have when you didn't feel pain, QC Kinetics relief is closer than you think. Doesn't have to come from a scalpel. At QC Kinetics, they tap into your body's own regenerative power using natural healing factors that help restore and repair damaged tissue. Reducing inflammation is a huge one the older that you get, and relieving pain right at its source. This is so simple, guys. No surgery, no pain pills, no long recovery. It is a simple injection, and it does not hurt. And actually, you start to look forward to the relief that it provides after every single treatment. So that's the freedom QC Kinetics can help people rediscover every single day. Great time to book your free consultation. Call them, 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN. Two locations, one in Torrey Hills, one in Hillcrest. QC Kinetics, they'll get you taken care of. Dr. Jackson and his staff, 619-614-PAIN.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Standing by for a game of Real or Fake. Got a contestant on the line. First this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. We'll have a football threesome an hour from now. That'll come after the Rindle Report. But first, let's get to our game. It is time to play Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
First, I will tell you that Real or Fake brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and this is interesting, but he got in first, so let's bring our friend Roger in. Roger usually plays Take on Woods against you. You know it's Thursday, right, Roger?
Well, actually, I didn't realize it when I dialed, but I thought, you know what? I never get to say hi to Woods. I play him in the game.
Hi, Roger.
And so today I get to say hi to Woods, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
He can even help you out in the game today. Man, he can be your phone-a-friend.
Now, we also pointed out, this is a short month for us as far as qualifiers go. So these qualifiers are even more valuable.
Yes, they are.
After today, we have 10 more shows before the extravaganza.
That's unreal.
That's it.
Unreal.
No qualifiers so far.
You're welcome.
Maybe you'll be the first, Roger.
Music is usually my thing, so if I lose here, I got to call back again.
That's true. You can always call back. There's no limit on how many times you can try. If you can get at least 4 of 7 right, you will qualify for the new grand prize, which is the trip to Las Vegas to the Park MGM, 2 nights to see New Kids on the Block on June 26th at their residency. You also get a $100 gas card. Go to Ticketmaster.com to get your own tickets and set up your own trip to Vegas. All right, here we go. Holiday shopping season is here.
Okay.
The choices are endless. In person, online, gift cards, experiences. Did they actually have it easier 100 years ago? Well, I've obtained, Roger, a list of the top Christmas gifts from 1925. Today,
now we're talking.
I will name an item. You tell me if it was a real, commonly given present 100 years ago, or a fake.
Okay.
That didn't make the list, didn't exist, whatever.
This is amazing.
Got it, Roger?
I'm so proud of you. I thought this was going to be like AHL hockey.
I know.
I love this category. I love this too.
You shame me when I do anything sports related. Yes. So I try not to, but I don't always have a great idea. But I thought this was a good one.
This is great.
All right, you ready? Roger, here we go. Round number one. Real or fake 1925 Christmas present. Nylon stockings. Ooh. Real or fake?
Well, they probably existed. Was that a gift? Am I limited asking Woods, or is he? Can
you
get
limited. One phone a friend? Technically, he's not that.
Oh,
helpful, to be honest.
Shoot.
I'm not.
You
that
can leave the room then. As a gift, sure. Yes, that was a real gift.
That is fake. Nylon wasn't invented until 1935.
I was going to say, I bet it wasn't.
He might have been able to help you there.
Yep.
All right, let's go. Round number two, Roger.
You're good. You're fine.
Slinky. A slinky. Real or fake?
Ooh, this is so tricky.
That's another one. I don't know if that was around in 1925.
Feels like it's been around forever. That's a fake. It's got to be. Right?
It does. Yeah. What do you? Well, all right. Sure. Okay. I only get one.
No,
right, you
didn't ask me. I just weighed in. You're good.
Going fake.
All right. It does feel like it's been around forever for sure. 25. Yes, that's a real gift.
No, it also was not invented until around the 40s. So we're 0-2, Roger. We need to step things up. Let's go. Round number three.
Told you music is my thing.
I know.
Mine too.
All right, here we go. Round number three. A vacuum cleaner, Woods. Real or fake?
Oh.
How dare you.
Dear God. That was a... Gosh, dang it. Well, yes, real gift.
Real? Hot gift in 1925. It was invented in the early 20s. People loved the electric vacuum cleaner in 1925.
It weighed 600 pounds.
I'm sure it did.
I promise you.
Got it at Snap-by.
It's literally vacuuming dirt floors.
Yes.
All right, you got one. Let's see if you can get two. Round number four. A gramophone, a.k.a. a record player. Real or fake?
Oh, that's got to be a real gift at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be real.
Got to be real.
It was,
yeah,
yes.
Buddy.
Very popular gift in 1925. All right, we're back. It's 2-2. Here we go. Round number five. Scrabble. Scrabble, the tile word game.
Hmm. Yeah, this is more about where these things are around in 1925.
There's no way.
All right, Woods. Officially, give me a hand. What do you think?
I say fake. I don't think it was invented yet. He's got a slide.
Okay, let's go with that. Fake.
Fake. Come on.
You are right.
Yeah, buddy.
It's very old. Scrabble was invented during the Depression, but that was not until the 1930s. It was not available in 1925. That means you need one more to be correct. Here we go. A radio for your car. Real or fake? A radio for your car, Roger.
Wow. This is Ben, this is a good list, dude. These are not easy. I already used Woods.
Hey. He doesn't.
You might want to get a lozenge there, Woods. All right, let's try fake.
You feel like because you are on the radio, you know about car radios?
No.
Fake? Wally?
Yeah!
It wasn't going in 1930, but not around in 1925. Roger, you are in. You have qualified. Our first qualifier for the month. Didn't even need to play Take on Woods. Congratulations.
Well done, sir.
Thanks.
Just hang on hold for just a minute.
You know what the number one most common gift of 19... I didn't get to it, though. The last one on my list. And it's real.
No.
A handkerchief. People just go around.
Worst gift ever?
It's like your dream back then. Here's a new hanky. Just shut the F up. Here's one for you, too.
That and cigarettes were the two top
gifts. Cigarettes were a gift? Yeah.
Handkerchiefs and cigarettes were the two most popular gifts given in 1925.
I got my kids cigarettes and handkerchiefs for Christmas. They're going to be so happy. My wife a vacuum cleaner, and it's going to be great.
And a gramophone.
Can you imagine a pack of cigarettes in your stocking?
We gave Polly a gramophone a couple of years ago.
We did.
For Christmas.
We did. Yeah. We did.
All right. Let's take a time out. When we come back, where are we at? Oh, Throwback Thursday. A very relevant Throwback Thursday clip, by the way, from the Ben and Woods program from 2021. You remember what happened this month? We'll get to that next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to remind you, during this holiday season, as you're spending time with your loved ones, look and think about what would happen if you weren't around anymore. Would they be taken care of? Would your kids have guardians set? Would your family be stuck in probate court? All these things can be true if you don't have your will or your trust set up.
That's right, man. The peace of mind is, it's premium. It's premium. You get it done the end of the year, kind of wrap it up, throw it in the desk drawer, and now you have it forever, right? When you go to trustandwill.com, use the code FAN. For the discount code, you'll get 20% off your trust or will. So listen, again, as Ben said, avoid probate, get a trust, no reason not to just get it done online. Took about 20, 30 minutes. It's a no-brainer.
I know I put it on for years because I didn't want to find a lawyer. I didn't want to go to an office. I didn't want to pay tons of money. That's what's so genius about trustandwill.com. None of that's involved. It's affordable, even more affordable with that code FAN. You can get it done from the comfort of your own home. They mail it to you. Put it in a safe. Put it in a drawer somewhere. You've got that peace of mind going forward, but you've got to go to trustandwill.com. Use code FAN at checkout for 20% off your trust or will at trustandwill.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just discussing it with Pauly, I do believe we will have our friend Darren Smith on tomorrow, and it is a big soccer weekend. Not as big as we thought it was going to be.
Yes.
MLS Cup is Saturday, but SDFC, of course, not participating. It's going to be Inter-Miami against Vancouver on Saturday at 11:30 a.m., but tomorrow...
They really play the Super Bowl at 11:30 a.m.
Their Super Bowl, yes.
Their Super Bowl.
Yeah. Allows all the fans in Europe that love American soccer to watch in prime time.
On Sunday?
I'm sure there's some Messi fans who are tuning in from Spain.
Yeah, yeah.
Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Tomorrow is actually a much bigger day in the world of soccer. One of the biggest days every 4 years in soccer. They will be holding the World Cup draw in Washington, D.C., where they pick the balls out of the jars and place them into all of the different 12 groups of four. There is 48 teams in the World Cup, first time ever. They've increased it from 32 to 48. First time three different countries are hosting the World Cup. United States, Canada, and Mexico will all have home games. Of course, all three of those countries are automatically in. Darren will be able to explain a little bit more. I believe it starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So we'll probably get an explanation as to Darren as to what we're looking for is, you know, Team USA soccer fans hoping that they draw an easier group versus the group of death.
By the way.
Yeah, but he played for Spain, for Barcelona for many years, so I think
that's
he has lots of fans.
That's true.
In Spain.
Somebody in the chat was calling you out.
Oh, well, no. I mean, played there. But yeah, for the is he playing in the World Cup or is he not?
I don't know.
I forget. I feel like the last World Cup he said was his last one, but he obviously still playing at quite a high level here. So Darren will be able to answer all these questions far better than you or I.
Yes.
Tomorrow, as we can talk a little World Cup and more when he joins us on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All I know is you don't want to get the group of death. There's always one that they call the group of death.
Because it's so hard?
So, yeah, because it's got the toughest teams in it. Now, it used to be only the top two advance. Now, I believe the top two of every group and then eight wild cards that finish in third will advance to the round of 32. And then it's single elimination, like the NCAA tournament. 32 to 16 to 8 to 4 to 2 to your World Cup champion.
How long does the tournament last?
A month.
A month?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. We were talking about this when we were leaving. When we were leaving wrestling on our way to SDFC, I said, because of watching more MLS than I ever have, you know, I don't get up early to watch the Premier League. I've watched, you know, minutes and seconds of it over the years. You know, you watch it here and you're like, okay, I know there's different levels and there's higher levels than this. God, those guys must be really good. Because you watch how Anders Dreyer played this year. You watch Pellegrino. You watch Chucky Lozano. You're like, man, these guys are really elite at what they do. And we were talking about it on the way out. I said, I'm more likely now to watch the World Cup than I have ever been. because of my interest in MLS. Not looking really for a lot of the players that I'm used to and familiar with. It's more of, all right, I want to see just the difference. If I can spot the difference in how good they are and how good these guys are.
And there is, because obviously, you know, Anders and Chucky are two of the best players in this league.
Yeah.
Chucky might not even make the Mexican national team. And Anders, I don't think, is one of their key stars. He's either a reserve or more of a kind of a role player for them.
Crazy.
And he's like the MVP or the second best player in all of MLS, which tells you they are playing higher level soccer in other parts of the world.
Yeah, Carlos, you're going to see a whole nother level. I'm here for it. I can't wait. I mean, we got the World Cup. You got WBC coming. A lot of international intrigue.
And
this year.
The Olympics.
And the Olympics. Right? Yeah.
Winter Olympics next year and then summer in 2028 in Los Angeles.
My wife, by the way, on all of the waiting lists, she is an Olympics lunatic.
Tickets are soon, right?
Yeah, she is. Soon? She is bound and determined.
Like, she doesn't matter what event.
She just
wants to be there to see Olympic competition.
I don't think she cares if she gets fencing or I think she just wants to be. I told her, I go, it's in L.A. It's going to be bananas. The traffic. She's like, I'm going. I said, all right, go ahead.
You know what event? Megan's doing the same thing. She's like, I don't really
care.
I gotta go. I want to go to an event. So.
You know what event I think I would enjoy? I really would speed walking.
You would? Do they do that?
Because walking is
you
Olympic,
could
is absolutely
do it.
Big arm swing. They look very awkward while doing it. You got to go heel toe though. You can't run or you're disqualified.
I bet you have to walk. I bet we could get you qualified. I bet we could. Did we miss qualifiers?
It's the one place where my awkward gait actually looks fairly
normal.
Among those Olympic speedwalkers.
Nick says your strides are too tiny. But other than that, I think you could...
Well, no, that was me trying to walk normally.
Oh, that was you trying to walk.
My
cool.
normal strides are quite long.
Okay.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah,
that's
true. You walk very fast.
All right, Paulie's got a great and timely Throwback Thursday clip for us from 4 years ago. That's coming up right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Of course, the biggest story in sports probably this past week has been all the drama with Lane Kiffin surrounding his decision leaving Ole Miss for LSU. And of course, LSU needed a new head coach because
Brian Kelly.
They fired Brian Kelly, which brings us to today's Throwback Thursday clip from 2021 when Brian Kelly was originally hired.
That was 4 years
as
ago.
As the coach at LSU.
4 years ago yesterday is when this clip was labeled. I believe it happened over a weekend, like on a Saturday night, because on Sunday, one of us found it, sent it to the other. Like, we could not get enough of this clip. It was...
Played it for hours the next day.
He had just signed with LSU, Brian Kelly did, and he was at an LSU basketball game, like at halftime or something. And they brought him out to center court, introduced him to the fan base, and we were all introduced to his new accent. I've got the clip that we played with some of our reactions from 4 years ago. We did, by the way, the majority of the 6 o'clock hour on this day was on this 40-second clip.
It was that good.
I mean, Ben, I think, came back from, like, you were off for, like, a day or two. You came back, we said hi, welcome, and then we spent, like, an hour breaking down Brian Kelly's accent.
He goes down to Baton Rouge. They throw him the mic last night.
At the basketball game.
At the basketball game. You guys, brace yourselves. This is what happened.
Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet.
And you won't. Not even close.
It's a great night.
What?
To be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
Oh my God.
Is there something in the sweet tea or the gumbo that, I mean, instantly makes you have to talk like that in Louisiana?
It's a great night.
Paulie, no.
A great day.
It made my taint explode.
To be a Tiger.
The word family. Listen to the word family.
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 I'm here with my family.
Oh. Dying of cringe.
I'm here with my family.
I'd want to dig a hole and crawl in it and pull the warm dirt over me and just fall asleep.
It's a great night to be a Tiger.
Tiger.
I'm here with my family, and we are so excited
It's so embarrassing.
You should have just edited it. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. It's the most embarrassing audio in the last 10 years, I think. I mean, it is. I'm mortified for it. And the jokes that rolled in. So neither of you guys are big fans of The Office, right?
No.
So they did a thing where they had to do a murder mystery, and it was down in Savannah. And so all the people from The Office had to play different characters. They did the murder mystery. Well, I mean, and of course, like, Michael Scott gets to it more than anybody. It reminded me of that immediately.
Well, 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 what is this contraption, I do declare?
My BlackBerry, Michael. I'm trying to get updates on the company.
Who's Michael? I'm Caleb Crawdad, I do declare.
You don't have to keep saying I do declare. Anytime you say something, it means you declare. It means that is the way Southern people talk.
Yeah, what designing woman are you basing that on?
Delta Burke, I do declare.
It's unbelievable.
Imagine him in the office on day one. Hey, Paul, can you run right on down the hallway and grab me a little cup of coffee? I'm trying to figure out my new email password. All right, go Tigers.
I do declare.
I am sick to my stomach. I'm embarrassed I ever rooted for him.
That's 2.5 minutes of, like, 45 minutes of Brian Kelly's fake accent.
It was so good.
Wow.
Yeah, he's from Boston, Massachusetts.
And in hindsight, we knew at that moment.
Fraud.
It was never going to work.
Never going to work. Yeah. Total fraud. Always has been. It's shocking. It's one of my favorite clips ever. Some of the best audio you will ever hear. It's funny, too, because Lane Kiffin just did his intro presser. And I guess he called Ed Orgeron when he was on the way and he was in the car. And he's like, I can't stop talking like you. And Lane actually did a Go Tigers at the press conference. I'm like, why do they keep doing this? Just be, you hired Lane Kiffin. You know, like,
you hired Brian Kelly, guy from Boston.
Boston. He lands there and he's like, oh man, this is so nice. Y'all are so sweet.
I called one person. I called Ed Orgeron. And I said, hey, man, all I can do is, man, this place just makes me want to talk like you right now. I did. I was like, we were in the car, and the kids were in there, and I was like, and the coaches, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like channeling Ed right now. I was like, I'm feeling him. Like, I rolled down the window, and I was like, go Tigers to the fans.
It's not even good.
And I'm like, so I called Ed. I said, I don't know what's going on, man, but I'm feeling you right now. And he's like, coach, you at the best place in America.
That doesn't sound like him.
I feel that.
It sounded like a laugh track. Chris asked, was that a laugh track? Yeah. I said, it sounded like a laugh track that they put in for a show.
And this place just makes me want to talk like you right now. I did.
At least he acknowledges it and isn't like Brian Kelly, who completely jumps in. I mean, Lane Kiffin.
I mean, I understand, like, wanting to assimilate and things like that, but you have to be who you are. They hired Brian Kelly from Boston. Like, you're from the Boston area.
You imagine, like, Padres when they hired Mike Schilt, Mr. North Carolina, and he comes out here to his press, puts on his jersey, and he's like, surf's up, bro.
Hey, dude. Like,
yeah, bro. Y'all do you have any taco sauce? Like, all right, relax up there, guy. Schilt was never going to be anybody other than Schilt, you know? Hey, boy. So I'm going to miss that. That's the part I'm going to miss the most is, hey, boy. I loved it.
That was an elite throwback clip.
Elite.
Very timely.
That was one of my favorite, like, hours we've ever done on this show.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really, really good. And thank you, Brian Kelly. And, I mean, he's the one laughing all the way to the bank, man.
2021... December 3rd is when that was.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been 2 days into the lockout, or, like, that would have been, like, right around the MLB lockout. Wasn't it after 2021, or was it after 2022?
I think it was 2021 going into 2022.
Yeah, so we were starved for sports content in general.
Yeah.
Definitely no baseball to talk about besides ugly, nasty lockout crap.
Yeah.
So we got something like that. We're like, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. That's the manna from heaven that day. Manna from heaven. I do declare.
Does feel like we have quite a bit more baseball talk this offseason, even in the last offseason.
Yes.
There's more early movement. I don't know if that has anything to do with the being the last year of the CBA. Or
maybe
it's
the last year of baseball ever. Who knows?
I think the Toronto Blue Jays are, I mean, they look like they're driving aggressively. Like, oh, they found we were so close.
We've been there, man. We've been there, like, as a fan base.
They're, like, doubling down this year.
Yeah.
And they're, so far, the team of the offseason. I know
they saw
Kyle Tucker.
I was just going to say, Kyle Tucker was in Dunedin, Florida yesterday, touring the Blue Jays facilities. And I thought, man, we've seen this story before. That was Shohei Ohtani rumored to be interested in the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays interested in him. And, you know, we saw how that ended. So Kyle Tucker will be a Dodger by next Wednesday, is my guess.
For a long time, I thought it was Dunedin.
No, it's Dunedin.
Dunedin, yeah. Florida. Yeah, that's where the Toronto Blue Jays have their spring training.
Dunedin.
Dunedin. Mm-hmm. Dunedin, Florida. I thought it was like Irish. Dunedin,
you
Florida.
You say Dunedin, I say Dunedin. Let's call the whole thing off.
I don't know. It definitely feels like Toronto said, we are so close to the brass ring. Just throw gobs of money at our roster this year.
You gotta go. You gotta bring back.
Let's see if we can win it.
If you're them, you have to bring him back.
I'd be stunned now if they didn't.
That's got to be the first order of business, is bringing him back. He's a Blue Jay, and it should be for a long time.
Will the Padres make any moves at the winter meetings? Of course, our Sam Levitt will be there covering it. He will be live with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning with updates as they happen from Orlando, Florida, not that far from Dunedin. We'll come back, though. We'll have our biggest fan announcement, Paulie's headlines, and the round report, and
you're not going to get to the Nick Schnell move?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, all right.
Coming up next on The Fan.
Hey, this is John Rothstein, the host of Inside College Basketball Now, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, reminding you that our show is going to ramp up over the next 2 months. That's because we're counting down to Selection Sunday and March Madness. We will be coming to you each and every week with multiple episodes featuring exclusive interviews with the biggest and best names in the sport. It's the all-you-can-eat buffet for college basketball junkies everywhere. Follow and listen to Inside College Basketball Now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.